They like peanuts. Some on the peanut pickers, they tie their hay and it be in blocks. I see the man living some hay off on that TV there the other day. Living it all. Some hay. He in Texas, he said he cut it because it's going to get so dry they can't make nothing, he said, for the things to eat. And he had that hay. I was looking at it just like that. It used to cut. Down there in the sand.
That hay something, I mean, TV's something, isn't it? You can see things
sure,
on it.
I never would have known, because I don't go nowhere. But the fishing and back into the house and the kitchen, and I wouldn't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
What church?
I go right down there to the AM Methodist church.
You Methodist?
Yeah.
I'm Methodist too.
Me too. Right down there. Us was, they ain't over yonder, but the government bought this stuff.
They did?
Yes, and then us had to move over here. They paid good for it, though.
Yeah.
That girl said out there, said she ain't gonna sell her nobody. But if them government folks offer her something for that land and she don't take it, they don't take it. You don't believe it, do you? They offer her a price and she won't sell it. They show. Put what they got put there.
That's the truth.
They sure put what they got put there. I told them so. And I said, well, honey, they sure got to put what they want there if you don't sell it. She said, ain't I said. I said, well, give me some, I'll go. There's more places to stay in the world besides him.
That's right.
I'll go stay with my children. Because they want me to come stay. I just won't go because I don't feel like being worried with all the children. Listen, when you get old, you can't be worried with children, little children, hollering at them all the time. I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna stay right here. I ain't gonna do it. I see a woman up yonder, she don't got, she's foolish. But she done hard at them children, so. She's foolish. And children ain't like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They devilish now than they used to be. They ain't like they used to be. You used to tell one to do something, he had to listen good. You didn't have to tell him two, three times. You told him one time, and he better know what you said. If he didn't know what you said, he'd meet a lick. Because he got to pay you attention. But you tell these, now you have to tell him two, three times.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to do so and so, I forgot. See, I couldn't say that.
You seem to be doing a good job with that boy you got.
Yeah, but you see, I raised him.
Uh-huh.
He ain't like these little ones what coming up now, just now got up in the kingdom. Them the devilish children in the world. He be devilish too, but I told him one day, you know, I said, Moo.
What's his name?
His name Frank, but I called him Moo. I was out there on the porch, you know. I said, Moo, ma'am. I said, come here. I had made $11 that day, you know, and I brought him 75 cents. I thought he'd be glad us, you know, to go to school. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, that's enough thanking now. Went on back in there. I'm so sick sitting out there. I said, Moop, man. I said, go get some water and put in the kitchen so I can cook. Man, he come through here. Everything in here was rocking. It scared me. I looked. He just got right up in my face. He'd like to touch me if I hadn't got back. He says, do you know I'm tired just like you. I didn't say nothing. I wasn't thinking. I was sick that evening. The next day in the field, I told Miss Sugar, I said, Sugar, you know what that boy said? She said, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he did say that. I said, but if I had a way to go home, I'd go right now. That evening, I come home. He's ready for me. I know. He's stepping by with his hand. Probably I come along with it. I reached up in the summer tree and got me a stick. I was coming in.